from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Playing all the hits, these are the hot stories of the day.
You're listening to In the Loop
with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
This is pretty wild. Like, this, Figgy, is pretty wild. 713-572-4610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Byron Matthews joining you here on In the Loop. So, apparently, Major League Baseball is seriously considering changing the pitching rules again. Now, they did the pitch clock already, et cetera, and they're doing other stuff to speed up the game. But now, this is not just, like, speeding up the game. It might help a little bit, but this is more making the game a little more traditional, and they say maybe lessen some arm injuries. And I'd like to see what the logic is on that. But they have discussed a limit to the size of pitching staffs because they're thinking about implementing changes that would be aimed at making starting pitchers go at least six innings. All right? So what they're saying is that there's some belief around the game that if a pitcher goes six innings, it might even help pitchers' health. I don't know about that. But the goal is to have this minimum innings rule, restore the prestige of starting pitchers. Fans would be able to tune into it. Yes. No. Yes. And I know people are already saying, wait a minute, what if they get rocked? That kind of thing. So I guess they're saying that starting pitchers are increasingly unlikely to get past the fifth inning, which we knew already.
Yeah.
But the objective is to prioritize starting pitchers, get them to go at least six innings every time they start, with some exceptions, which I know a lot of people are talking about. Some instances when a starter would be allowed to leave early, before the sixth inning or after six, whatever it is, if he's already thrown 100 pitches, because they're trying to help the arms, if he's given up more than 4 earned runs. So in other words, if a guy gets rocked like Hunter Brown did earlier this year, 5 runs in a third of an inning, you're out. You don't have to go six innings, or he gets injured. So outside of those exceptions, pitchers would have a mandate to make it through at least 6 innings as a starting pitcher. I, first of all, don't think this is ever going to pass. But you never know. I mean, people people thought the pitch clock and other things like that might not pass.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that at all, man. Mm-hmm. Like, so if a pitcher, you said 4 hit, if he get over
four earned runs.
So if he's up to like 3 runs, mm-hmm. and you could tell he's out of, because we've seen starting pitchers.
Yeah, stay in.
Framber, talking to Framber, who just barely, he's getting rocked, but, mm-hmm. Salute to the Astros defense. They maybe not give up a run or mm-hmm. something like that, where it might look good, oh, they only scored 1 run, but mm-hmm. Framber is fried.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my guy out there six trying to get six innings.
Yeah, or give up another run.
Yeah,
so he can pull him.
Yeah, because sometimes those numbers be a little fugazi, man.
Yeah.
You might. I mean, if you ain't see the game and you look at the numbers, you be like, oh, he only gave up one run, but they hit him like 9-10 times or something like that.
Yeah.
Or he might walk like five guys or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, man, you got to look at the. You got to look at the feel of the game, man. Sometimes.
You know it's out.
Yeah, you know it ain't going to work out. You can't try to force that guy out there for six innings.
Yeah. And so this was an ESPN story, so giving them credit. Apparently, they spoke with one Major League Baseball executive, and this is the quote. "We are interested in increasing the amount of action in the game, restoring the prominence of the starting pitcher, and reducing the prevalence of pitching injuries." Again, I'd like to see where their data is on that.
Yeah.
There are a whole host of options in addressing those issues, but one of them, of course, has been, making a pitcher go six innings outside of the 100 pitches, giving up four earned runs, or getting injured. So, and the other thing about this is it's not going to be an overnight thing. They're not going to just say, hey, we're going to have a ghost runner on second, you know, or whatever. They're going to start it in the minor league system, let those pitchers start getting used to it, maybe do 2 or 3 years like that, and then bring it to the major leagues. Part of me actually kind of likes the idea because I like a starting pitcher. There's something special about a starting pitcher and go seven, 8 innings. Hell, Nolan Ryan threw over 200 pitches in some starts.
Yeah.
And it's just cool and it's awesome and it's the guy on the mound.
They the star.
You know, dealing.
Yeah, a middle reliever ain't really a star.
You can say goodbye to openers. Remember the Rays and other teams have often done?
Yeah.
You can say goodbye to that. There ain't going to be no more openers.
Yeah, I'm not. I ain't going to lie. I ain't feeling this at all.
No, man. I'm not. But like I said, there is that one aspect of part of me that's like, it's cool to have a dude.
Yeah,
go.
I see what they're trying to do, but I'm just not really feeling this, man. To me, it don't make any sense, especially like you got to have a feel for the game, man. Mm-hmm. And let's say that pitcher was on the money all the way to like the fourth or fifth inning.
Yeah.
And they just lose it.
Well, that's a great point. Let's say you're in the fifth inning. You go into the sixth and you're winning 2-1.
Yeah.
And they get a runner on second, and then you have the matchup with a lefty or something.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to make the move now.
Yeah, no.
I want to take him out now.
Yeah, let me get to my bullpen so I can get this guy out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not about to lose the game. Just imagine being a starting pitcher and, you know, it's not looking good. You got somebody on second and third with two outs.
And you got a righty lefty thing. Yeah, you got numbers against that batter.
And you
got
to face Jordan.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, I was on the money now.
Yeah.
And I could get this win.
And
if you take me out and give it to the, to the bullpen.
Yeah.
So, man, I don't like that.
No, I don't either for the most part. Like I said, there is that kind of, it's kind of cool. So I said that the hits are wild, weird today. ESPN had some layoffs yesterday, and it included Sam Ponder, who's really good, and Robert Griffin III, who's really Robert Griffin III. Anyway, and I can't give full credit to myself here. I just basically clipped and pasted because the website Kix put together an unappreciation thread of our guy RG3. These are some of the I wonder why he got fired. Anyway, these are some of the things that we've heard over the years from Robert Griffin III.
Jalen Hurts couldn't get it done. He couldn't operate from the pocket. He's not the quarterback of the future. I think he proved all those wrong.
All those what? What did he call them? He proved the what wrong?
I can't say that.
Not for air.
Yeah.
Not for air.
Yeah.
But it was on air.
Man.
On ESPN.
I don't remember that.
During a broadcast of a college football college football game.
Hey. So is that the reason he got, or they won't say?
They won't say, but we got more.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
More of the unappreciation thread.
In life, man, I don't know what more. So I'm hearing guys talking about, oh, well, Lamar Jackson needs to be better. He needs to do this. The real question we need to ask is he getting enough out of the guys around him on offense before we start talking about his contract? He's out there fighting for his in life, man. I don't know what more the guy can do.
That's two on air.
Man,
that would have been beeped in it and were for here, but like on, yeah, on ESPN, we're not.
Dang.
That's bleeping life, man.
That's crazy, man, because you think he seemed like he's a professional guy. And when he first got to ESPN, when I first heard him doing commentary and all that, I thought he was all right.
Yeah.
I thought he was cool.
No, now, a lot of people did.
Yeah, he do a little extra stuff. But no, I thought he was all right. So it kind of seemed unprofessional for him.
Those are big fines, too, as we all know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the time he tried to basically state his case for the New York Jets?
Talk about free agent quarterbacks. Yeah. There's a reason that certain guys aren't in the league. It's because they're uninspired. But Foxy knows this. Some of these guys like Carson Wentz, Cam Newton, Colin Kaepernick, myself, it's not that we can't play the game anymore. It's that we're a big distraction if you bring us in. I had a GM tell me this offseason, hey, man, I know you can still play. You look like you can still play. But if we bring you in, it's going to be a distraction for our starting quarterback. So now that your starter and Aaron Rodgers is out, you can potentially go and grab some of those guys.
All right, so he basically says, hey, I want to play for the Jets.
Yeah.
There's more. I guess some people call Kyle Lowry thick with two C's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, this was RG3.
I can't wait to get in the thick of one of the greatest college football traditions in the world. I'm getting in the thick of it like Kyle Lowry. Let's go.
Pause. Pause, man.
I'm getting in the thick of it like Kyle Lowry.
Man.
Have you ever had an orgy in the end zone?
Quarterback, he makes the read, and what do you know, guys? It's an orgy in the end zone.
Oh, goodness. Man.
Oh, there's one more. And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
To potentially get a first down, the coverage was there. They lifted that man up to the sky like he was Jesus, letting them know they're going to put him on the cross right there. Wow. Great job by Ole Miss's defense.
That's a bit much. That's a little cringy right there.
Put him on the cross like Jesus?
Goodness.
Yeah, well, we'll see where he ends up. I got a question for you, dude.
What's up?
You ever worn woman's clothes?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Be honest, it's just us.
Nope, not that guy I can recall.
You sure?
Yes.
Well, I think we all know Oscar De La Hoya has.
Yeah.
He was on Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
I got to give him credit, man. I'm dead serious. I got to give him credit. He said it with his chest.
That they were real because it set me free.
Really?
Know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're out there 15 years ago. So what? I mean, what? I bet if I ask 30 people here, 20 of them say, yeah, I've worn something from a woman in closed doors. That's what happens. Mine just came out publicly.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Oscar.
Come on, let me see.
I ain't even got on socks, so I know I ain't wearing no pantyhose.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Oscar.
Yeah.
Shannon's like, he said, apparently he said 30 people there. He said, if I asked 30 people, 20 of them would admit that they've worn woman's clothes. 20?
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
I'm not talking Halloween, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, nah, that's, I don't know. It's always funny when people do stuff like that where you be like, oh, yeah, sure, we all did that once, right? Yeah, like, and then like, be like,
I don't think we did.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
Hey, don't say we.
Yeah.
That's something weird. That's you.
Put on, well, come on, you know you wore women's clothes. Yeah, I don't know about that, Oscar. I don't
know. Yeah. You know you ate some dog food before, man. We all ate some dog food once in a while. I'm like, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We all did crack once in a while. Right? Like, no. No, I didn't.
Ain't never done crack. Sorry to say, ain't never done crack. This guy, but you got to give him credit, man.
Yeah.
He had that, all those photos and the women's clothes. It was like lingerie, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. I seen those pictures years ago.
He said 15 years. I'll take his word for it.
No, I remember that. And I think he actually addressed that before where he said he was kind of going through a time in his life. I think he was on drugs.
Yeah.
It was a lot going on. And he actually addressed that. Like, I'm not trying to get in his personal life. I don't know what he's into, but. Nah, he did say it was like a sad time in his life.
Yeah.
And he was going through a lot of stuff. So, I don't know. Salute to him. A lot of people wouldn't even talk about that.
That's kind of what I'm saying. You know, because I don't know. It's not brave, but he's saying it. I mean, he's not hiding from it.
Yeah, because you have some people that would go into an interview and be like, hey, don't ask me about this. Don't bring this up.
Yeah.
But for the simple fact, he was man enough to just say, hey, this is what I did. This was what I was into.
Yeah.
That take a lot.
What I was into.
Yeah.
You've eaten dog food before, right? Yeah. No, I haven't.
Come on, man. Everybody in here smoke crack. I could go around everybody. They all smoke crack before, right?
20 out of the 30 people in here. I'd like to have seen the faces. They're like, oh, no, I didn't wear clothes. Yeah. Now, some of them probably would be lying. You know, I'm sure, you know, obviously there's some dudes that wear women's clothes, whatever.
The thing is.
You do you.
The funny thing is people trying to make it like, oh, it's no big deal. It's normal.
Yeah.
It was like, wait a minute.
It's everybody, not normal.
Yeah. Like no, everybody ain't do it. Like, it's one thing you say, oh, everybody stole something before, right? I'm like, yes.
That one probably is true.
Yeah,
Everyone's stolen something.
Yeah, it's high levels of stealing.
Yeah, not like,
this bell right here, I could take this bell, I could steal that.
Yeah.
Or a pen sitting here, I could steal that.
Yeah.
But everybody did that once in a while, but nah.
Kind of the thing I hate about it is, because Oscar De La Hoya's legacy, he was phenomenal. He was a phenomenal boxer.
He was a beast.
A beast. And I think some people just look at him like sideways now.
Yeah, it always been. It's been like that for some time, too.
Yeah, because he's done some other sort of controversial, whatever you want to call it, things. Yeah. But that dude was a badass in the ring.
He was. Like, that's somebody. And I know people probably seen those pictures and called them all type of stuff.
Yeah.
To me, like me as a guy, I'm like, man, I'm not messing with that. I just know what he did in the ring.
Yeah.
So I'm not about to sit here and
against everyone. He fought everyone in front of him.
Yeah.
Like everybody who challenged him, didn't duck anybody.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
Nah, he was a beast, man. Don't get it twisted, man. In the boxing ring, that dude was a beast.
He was absolutely that. Boy, Robert Griffin is getting destroyed on the text board. All right. Noon hour coming up, and we're going to talk about the game on Saturday. Huge game. A lot of things that we're going to see. I want to talk about the things that you are most excited to see. The things you're most excited to see tomorrow, noon, NRG. Let's talk about that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.